Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Blois Olson this morning on WCCO. Fun at the Cambria Gallery yesterday, and fascinating, Blois, to talk about trade here in Minnesota.
It was, and I mean, great to see you and a great conversation about agriculture and trade. And, you know, what we've seen here, and readers who of our newsletters will see a special edition Pulse where we kind of aggregate what public opinion surveys and research shows right now on trade. And what it shows is that people differentiate. They differentiate. They know trade is good for agriculture, but they worry about trade and manufacturing jobs. And I think that that's where the politics begins to weave in here and the business case gets to be made. And so it's important for agriculture to tell their story, because it really does help farmers and producers in the states add more value to their products.
Hey, by the way, Blois has an agricultural newsletter. I don't mention that enough. You have a business letter, ag, and, of course, the politics. And if they want to get those, they all go to the same website, don't they?
They do. They go to WCCO.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S.
What about this heated city council meeting Steve's been talking about in our news at St. Anthony last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is natural after the verdict and after the settlement, that people would come and express themselves. I think St. Anthony is going to be very closely watched for some time. There was a lot of built up sentiment before the Castile shooting. And I think, you know, you can look for the same probably in Falcon Heights. And I know Falcon Heights has been looking, they use St. Anthony for their police force, but I know they're in conversations with Ramsey County to maybe switch over to Ramsey County. So the effects and impacts of, on the community are going to be long felt. And I don't think, you know, these issues are going anywhere anytime soon, especially with high profile mayor's races in both cities.
Let's talk about a high profile race down in the 1st Congressional District, Blois. And we have a switch of parties down there, I understand.
Yeah, we do. Johnny Azcam, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, announced that he had run as an independent, has decided to run as a DFLer instead, and that he'll seek the DFL endorsement. So there's going to be a very crowded DFL endorsement down there. There's also a potential for a crowded GOP endorsement. And that's the open seat being vacated by Tim Walz, who's running for governor, of course. But that will move quickly into probably a top 10, top 15 national race. So if people thought they saw a lot of TV ads for the 8th Congressional District or, you know, the 3rd or the 2nd Congressional District, you can add the 1st to that list in 2018.
The chair of the Met Council stepping down.
Yeah, Adam Dunick, who was there from 2015 until today. And significantly, he was the first full-time Met Council chair, and that was somewhat controversial at the time. But he really was instrumental and key in kind of navigating Southwest Light Rail and some of these transit issues that have been very partisan. And he'll move on to be the head of government affairs for the Carpenters Union, and he's being replaced by Aline Chermoff, who's a longtime transit planner at Hennepin County and the state of Minnesota, and she will also be full-time. And so the question will be, I think governor's candidates next year will get the question, will you keep your Met Council chair full-time? And I think the Met Council will be a very controversial and divisive issue in the next governor's race.
Kind of out of left field here, Blois, but as we watch the Supreme Court tackling this bid by New Jersey to allow sports betting at its casinos and racetracks, would our legislators be watching the results of that? And do you think that would be something that would happen in Minnesota if the Supreme Court says it's okay in New Jersey?
I think it'd still be a pretty big outlier here. Gaming is always a tough thing to expand. The dynamics are interesting. They're bipartisan for and bipartisan against the expansion of gaming. You have a strong lobby from Native Americans who obviously have casinos here. I would say they would be the first to try to put some sports betting in. And then you'd look at either Running Aces or Canterbury to see if they would. But it would take several years, I think, to do it here in Minnesota. But I do think there will be an ongoing push for more sports betting just to make sure that it's transparent and legal. And I think that's going to be the case that other states make.
Blois, good to see you yesterday, even though it was brief, but I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning again.
I'll talk to you then, Dick.
He is Blois Olson. Again, link up to all those newsletters by going to WCCO.com/BLOIS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.